Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. 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 Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
Good evening, Ira Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you for the third district game for the Ira Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are going to take on the Westbrook Wildcats. Both teams are 2-0 in district, and so an important matchup here. Bulldogs sent out the five captains, the five seniors. Number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Number 7, Caden Forey. Number 99, Cooper Caswell. Number 21, Caden Castillo. And number 25, Sway Campbell. Doing the coin toss tonight. I'll be the officials. Again, both teams 2-0 in district, so an important matchup as we wrap up. It won't be a wrap-up, but as we're getting closer to the end of district game, Westbrook's one toss, they're going to receive the opening kickoff. Wildcats have been a dominant team for the last couple years with back-to-back state championships, wanting to make the third time. The Bulldogs have really turned it on here at the start of district, have played some really good games, and so it should be a good game tonight. The game is in Ira. Initially, last year, the game was supposed to be in Ira against Westbrook, and it rained, and so it was moved over to Westbrook. So now the Bulldogs get the last three district games all at home, but they played three district games away last year. So Grumtan is going to play Roby tonight in the district battle, and Highland is going to play Hermley. We'll keep our eye on those games, especially the Highland-Hermley game. Bulldogs will play Hermley next week to close out district, and depending on how they do tonight and next week will determine if they get to go into the playoffs. So, Bulldogs in the helmet, bouncing around. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. McCowan Farms, S. McCowan Photography, First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypher Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Chapter Church. Woo! Johnny's got that turned up tonight. Been played, the school songs have been sung, the national anthem has been had, the prayers have been had, the coin toss has been had, both teams have run out of the tunnel, and it's time to start some Friday night football. The coolest game by far we've had this year, not a crazy cold game, but still fairly chilly if you're sitting in the stands. Flags are going to be blowing just a little bit, but it doesn't look like there's a ton of wind, maybe a little bit going from left to right, so Bulldogs are going to kick on the, they'll be on the left side of the field going right, so they'll be kicking with the wind at their back.
Castillo will be kicking off for Bulldogs.
Castillo is going to be the kicker for Ira. Larson. Back deep for Westbrook is going to be Larson. So Castillo's got his hand up. He gets a signal from the referee. We will begin this battle of the undefeateds in district. The Ira Bulldogs are 2-0. Westbrook Wildcats are 2-0. Battle of cats and dogs. Getting ready to go. And here's the kickoff. It's going to be high and short. Caught by Westbrook at about the 17-yard line. Still on his feet. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs. Finally taken out of bounds by Juarez around the 35-yard line of the Wildcats. So about a 15 or so yard return for Westbrook. So that'll set up a first and 15 for the Wildcat. Ball's going to be at the 35-yard line of the Wildcats. They're going to get set under center with two side-by-side in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff run to the far side of the field. And it's going to be a touchdown for the Wildcats. All honesty, the Bulldogs played it just right. They just missed a couple tackles there. The Wildcat running back was able to march his way into the end zone for a touchdown. So, with 9:43 left in the first quarter, the Bulldogs are trailing the Wildcat 6-0 as the Wildcats get ready to kick a 2-point field goal. it's going to be a penalty on the Bulldogs, a late substitution. Oh, it's a penalty on Westbrook.
It'll be against the Wildcats.
So that's going to back the Wildcats up 5. So now instead of kicking from the 7, they'll be kicking from the... now they're kicking from the 7, sorry. All right, there's the referee's whistle for the 2-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is blocked by the Bulldogs. Oh, baby. Bulldogs able to reach up and block the 2-point kick, so rough starts the defense, but a little bit of momentum there on special teams for Ira with 9:43 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing Wildcats 6-0. Broadcast are brought to you by McAllen Farms. McAllen Farms is a proud supporter of all Ira Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing field to the classroom. Ask McAllen Photography. I take game day photos, team sports photos, class photos, and as a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Contact Summer at Ask McAllen Photography. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Wildcats going to get set for the kickoff. They've got it geared up to be the onside kind of end-over-end kick starting on the near side of the field, and he's aimed at the far side. That's what it will be. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Tanya gets it. He's going to be tackled at the 30-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 30-yard line, trailing 6-0 with 9:40 left in the first quarter. It's going to be the I formation with Hernandez under center. There's a snap, pitch back. Pena looking to throw the ball. He's going to run forward and be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. They may give him about a yard on the carry.
Second and 14 from the Bulldogs 31-yard line.
So it'll be a second and 14 for the Bulldogs. Gets set again. This time it's going to be 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it. Pitches it to Pena. Pena running on the near side. He's going to boulder his way on the near side of the line. Gain of about 5 yards. Which could be a 3rd and 9 for Ira from their own 36-yard line. .9:40 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 6-0, but putting together a nice little drive here. Same formation, 3 stacked in the backfield. There's the snap. There's a flag on the play. The Wildcats jumped offside, so they're going to let the Bulldogs have a... Pena's going to be tackled out of bounds after a gain of about 1 yard, but there's a flag. It should be offside on the Wildcats.
Offside against the Wildcats.
So it'll be 5 yards. Now the Bulldogs are going to have a 3rd and 4. The ball's going to go on the other side of midfield. It'll be at the Westbrook 39-yard line. Same formation. Hernandez, Morris, Pena, all shoulder to shoulder in the backfield. There's a shotgun snap. Hits back to Pena. The ball goes over Pena's head. He just falls on top of it. So it's going to be a loss of a lot for the Bulldogs, about 15 yards. Now they're going to be faced with a 4th and 20. They had a 3rd and 4, so just an unfortunate. I don't know what happened. The ball, Hernandez got it, pitched it back to Pena. It either went over his head or he wasn't very close to be or whatever happened. Jaron was able to run back and just get on top of the ball. So Bulldogs faced now with a 4th and 20 from their own 25-yard line. And there's a snap. Juarez gets it, pitches it back to Hernandez. Hernandez looking down for the throw. He's going to toss it up short to Pena. It's going to fall incomplete, and that'll be a turnover.
First and 15 offhand from the Bulldogs, 25-yard line.
So, turnover on down to 7:26 left in the first quarter. Ira trailing Westbrook 6-0. Westbrook gets set under center. There's a snap pitch to the running back on the near side of the field. Going to be pushed out of bounds by Pena. Gain of about 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry.
Second down.
So it's going to set up a second and 8 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to, or for the Wildcats. Ball's going to be on the 19-18 yard line. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. This time a pitchback handoff here to the running back. He's going to dart his way into the end zone for a touchdown. So now the score is 12-0. Ira trailing Westbrook. As the Wildcats get ready for the 2-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. So with 6:42 left in the first quarter, Westbrook is leading Ira 14-0. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce is proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. And proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. All right, Westbrook getting set to kick the onside kickoff again. Lined up on the near side with the ball and his body pointed towards the far side. Last time it bounced up, Pena got it. Looks like he slipped on the grass a little bit. This time there was a hole there if Aaron could have hit it, so maybe this time the Bulldogs special team can make something happen. There's the kick. The ball's going to go end over end. It's going to be picked up by Pena. Still on his feet. He's going to power his way through, get it towards midfield. We'll see exactly where they mark it. It's going to be down at about the Bulldogs 38-yard line. It's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. The first and 15 for Ira from their own 38-yard line. Going to get set in the I formation. There's a snap of hand up underneath the Juarez. Juarez got a little bit of room. He's going to gain about 5-6 yards on the carry there. So that's going to set up a second and, we'll say 10. Bulldogs get set again. Hernandez under center. Juarez and Pena going to be shoulder to shoulder in the backfield. There's the snap. Pena's got it running on the near side. He's going to spin out. Ball's out. It's going to be a fumble and recovered by Westbrook. Sorry, that horn is Westbrook's horn. It's pointed straight at us across the field. There's not much I can do about it. So that's a turnover, a fumble by the Bulldogs. Wildcats are going to take over at their own 33-yard line. Westbrook going to get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Nope, trying to look through it. Hit by Hernan Juarez and Campbell. Bring down the quarterback. They pitch it back, kind of try to do a little bit of a trick play or throw the ball incomplete. Juarez and Campbell able to make the play. Demetrius' helmet came off, so he'll have to step off for one play. So 5:47 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats 14-0. Wildcats have the ball. They're faced with a second and 15 from their own 33-yard line. Going to go under center. And there's a snap hit running to the far side, and it cuts back to the inside. It's going to be brought down by a group of Bulldogs. Campbell is there. Hernandez is there. Castillo is there. Gain of about 7. That's going to be a third and, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, somewhere around there. Ball's right at midfield. The nose of the ball is going to be touching the 40-yard line. Westbrook gets set under center again. There's a snap. It's going to be a sweep to the other side. A pitch. It's going to be hit, brought down. Not enough for a first down. Gain of around 5-yard line. Generous shot. They're going to say he gained a full 5. So it'll be a 4th and 3. So the Bulldog defense standing up here forces the Wildcats into 4th down territory. 4:43 left in the first quarter and counting as Westbrook gets set under center. There's a snap. Hit to the running back. Running on the near side. He's going to have enough for a first down. But not much more. Gain of about 6, maybe 7. Gets the ball to the Bulldog 28-yard line. So that'll be a 1st and 15 for Westbrook. Westbrook going to get set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath. Hit by several Bulldogs. Finally brought down. Caswell's in on the tackle. Castillo's in on the tackle. Hernandez was there. Juarez was around the pile. A bunch of Bulldogs bringing down the running back. He gained a total of 0 yards on that carry. So we'll set up a 2nd and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldogs' 28-yard line. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark as the Wildcats break the huddle and get under center. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 14-0. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff on the far side this time. Gains a handful of yards, and he's going to be brought down again by the Bulldogs. Pena, Hernandez, Castillo, Caswell, all in on the tackle. So it's going to be a 3rd and 7, 8, somewhere around there. Ball's at the 21-yard line of the Bulldogs. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff running up the middle. He's going to break free for a touchdown for the Wildcats. He's just a slippery running back running up the middle, able to find some big holes that his blocker set up for him and scored his way into the end zone. So the score is going to be 20-0 as the Wildcats get ready for the 2-point field goal. There's a snap to the hole. The kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, it is now 22-0, Wildcats leading the Bulldogs with 2:55 left in the first. Sponsors for the broadcast include Pizza Inn, all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large to install today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews location. All right, Bulldogs. Struggling here early in the first quarter against the Westbrook Wildcats, trailing 22-0. Wildcats going to kick off to the Bulldogs. They've tried the onside kick going the other way. They haven't recovered any of it. The Bulldogs have been able to turn it this time. They kick it back deep, catch the Bulldogs sleeping a little bit. Hernandez picks the ball up at the 5-yard line, trying to make something happen. He's going to be tackled and brought down at around the 14. So it'll be a first and 15 from the Bulldogs 14-yard line. 2:49 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 22-0, but they come out in the I formation. Run in the game of about a yard by Pena. Bulldogs come out this time in the spread. Two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball, immediately hit by a Wildcat. Not able to even get the ball out, so it's going to be a back for the Wildcat. Back the Bulldogs up a good 10-plus yards. So now the Bulldogs are going to be faced with a third and 28.
Third and 24.
Ball is going to be on the 6. Bulldogs get set. This time they're going to be in the shotgun, shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looks to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Bishop there just a little bit over Derek Penn. He had a defender right on his tail. Looked like he was pushing a little bit, but no flag. So it's going to be a fourth down for the Bulldogs. Fourth and 24 from the Bulldogs' 6-yard line. There's a snap, pitch back to Juarez. Juarez going to punt the ball. He punts it deep. Ball hits at the 35, bounces to the 25, rolling to the 20. It's going to be picked up, bobbled by Westbrook. Now he picks it up at the 20-yard line. Several Bulldogs there, still on his feet. Now he's back to midfield, and he's finally going to be brought down. It's Juarez. So he picks the ball up at the 20, runs it all the way to the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for Westbrook. Great punt by Dimitri. He was standing in the end zone when he kicked the ball. One 15 left in the first quarter. Westbrook leading 22-0 as the Wildcats get set under center. There's the snap. Handoff underneath for the Wildcat. Shuffles his feet. Going to be brought down inbound. Gained about 14, 13 yards. So it'll be a second and about 2 for the Wildcat. The ball's going to be set on the 21-yard line. Westbrook gets set under center. There's a snap pitch to the near side. hit by Pena, brought out of bounds. It'll be a first down for the Wildcats. It'll be a first and goal from the 11. Seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 22-0, and Westbrook's got the ball in a first and goal from the Bulldog 11. Wildcats get set under center. There's the snap. Pitch to the far side. Cuts it back to the near side. Going to be hit by several Bulldogs and brought down. Gains, oh, 3-4 yards maybe. That'll set up a second and goal from the 7 as the end of the first quarter comes and goes. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats 22-0 as they head into the second quarter, looking to catch their breath and gain some momentum in the second. Broadcast is brought to you by Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit FBCIra.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. All right. Let's see if we can pull up some scores from around, check the Highland Permley score. Highland is leading Permley 14-6 with 5:08:58 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs will play Permley next week and defeated Highland a few weeks ago. And then Roby is leading Rotan 22-0 with 2:47 left in the first quarter. So, flip the field now. Westbrook's going to be going from the left side to the right side. The Bulldog defense will be defending the opposite way. Westbrook going to get under center for the start of the second quarter. His second and goal from the 7. There's a snap pitch. Flag fly, which makes me think offsides, and it is. It's going to be false start on the Wildcats. So that's going to back the Wildcats up 5. Now it'll be a set card. The sign said third. Everything else said second. It's going to be second and goal from the 12. Oh, I mean, probably 12 and a half yards on, honestly. Wildcats get set under center. There's the snap. Pitch running to the near side. Now it's going to be tossed. He was past the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball, but there's no flag. Ball's incomplete. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 12 for the Wildcats. 9:53 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 22-0, but showing a good defensive stand here. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff underneath for the Wildcats. Hit by several Bulldogs. It's going to be drugged back and finally brought down around the 7-yard line, maybe the 6 with the spot. So now it's going to be a 4th and goal from the 7 for the Wildcats. Big defensive stand for the Bulldogs. If you can hold them out of the end zone, get a little bit of momentum going your way, you might be able to swing this game a little bit. Wildcats receive the opening kickoff, but the other side of half, the Bulldogs will get the kick. Just need to find a little bit of momentum here at home. There's a snap. Hit to the running back. Looking to run. going to throw the ball now. He's got a receiver open in the end zone. There's just a breakdown in coverage. So now the score is 28-0. Wildcats pitched it back, and then the Bulldogs expecting the run. This is what the Wildcats have done most of the game. Just got sleeping a little bit in the secondary, and there was a wide open receiver in the end zone. So Wildcats going to get set for the two-point field goal, leading 28-0 with 9:05 left in the half. There's the snap. Goes over the head of the holder. The kicker gets it, throws it, falls incomplete, so no good. Good break of luck there for the Bulldogs. That was over the head of the holder. The kid who was supposed to kick it was running up to kick it, landed in his feet, or his hands. He tried to throw the ball, but his intended receiver didn't catch it. It was short. So ball incomplete. The score is going to remain 28-0 with 9:05 left in the half. Broadcaster brought to you by McAllen Farms. McAllen Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the playing field to the classroom. S. McAllen Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. This is S. McAllen Photography. Go check her out on Facebook with some of her stuff. Summer does a phenomenal job. Another sponsor is the Ira Church of God, is a proud supporter of all Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The Bulldogs looking to find some momentum here, maybe a little bit of fastitude to take place, help them kind of get their ego and go back. Onside kick. Picked up by Corey, hit immediately as he gets it, but the Bulldogs are going to gain decent field position at the 35-yard line, their own 35. So, first down 15-4, Ira, looking for some fastitude here on this drive, make something happen and score. 9:02 left in the half, Bulldogs trailing 28-0. There's the snap, going to be the I formation. Juarez gets the ball, drags the defender about 3 yards before he's brought down. That's going to set up a second and, I say 2 yard gain. Second and 13 for the Bulldogs from their own 37 yard line. There's a snap. Goes over the head of Hernandez. Hernandez tries to get the ball. There was a spot. I don't know. The Bulldogs have just not been able to catch the ball. I don't know if it's wet or what is going on. Their hands are cold. But it went over the head of Hernandez or outside of Hernandez's grasp. Falls down. Hernandez dove to get it, but he was hit by a defender as he was doing so, and the Wildcats were able to come on top of the ball. So it's a turnover. Wildcats have it now. At the Bulldog 28-yard line, and it's going to be a timeout, Ira. So 8:23 left in the half, Ira trailing 28-0. They just turned the ball over to Westbrook, and they're going to have to lean back on the D to try to make something happen here. Broadcast is brought to you by Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM in 1606 in Ira. We're a proud supporter of the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Cider Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. And a proud sponsor of Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Cipher and Steel Funeral Home, Go Bulldogs. With an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad, America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh all-day dough made daily. That's pizza and another sponsor for these broadcasts. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnet failers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle, get set on the field. It's going to be a first and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldogs 28-yard line. Westbrook gets set under center. There's the snap. Bulldogs putting some pressure on the quarterback as he looks to throw the ball. He tosses it. G just falls in the hands of his receiver. Falls into the hands of his receiver for a touchdown, Westbrook. Now the score is 34-0 with 8:16 left in the half, and Westbrook is attempting the two-point kick. There's the snap to hold the kick, and the ball looks like it's tipped by the Bulldogs. A little bit of good news there on the special teams for Ira to keep Westbrook from completing the two-point field goal. Now the score is still 34-0 with 8:16 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. For more information, visit fbciira.com or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Bulldogs in the huddle still. Westbrook getting set for the kickoff. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Going to kick it to the far side of the field, and Westbrook's going from the left side to the right side. Bulldogs haven't had trouble fielding the kick. They tend to have been hit immediately once they get them. There's the kick. It's an end-over-end kick. It's going to roll out of bounds.
Kicked by the Wildcats, goes out of bounds.
So, Bulldogs going to take over. Really good field position. Going to be at the 37-yard line of Ira. First and 15 from the 37. 8:16 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-0.
Ball on the 37-yard line.
Bulldogs come out in the spread. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near, and then two in the backfield. Pena's going to be the man back deep. There's a snap. Pena gets the ball. He's going to have to throw it, and he does. He's got a Hernandez. It's going to be incomplete. The Westbrook quarterback tried to intercept it, but Hernandez wisely knocked it out of his hands, so it'll fall incomplete. Again, I don't know what's going on. The Bulldogs just have not been able to hold on to the ball. It was supposed to be snapped to Juarez, and then Juarez was going to pitch it back to Pena so Pena could run. But it went right through or around Juarez's hand, so Pena got it. He couldn't run the ball. Tried a short pass to Hernandez, and it was deflected. So it'll be a second and 15 from the Bulldogs 37-yard line now. Out in the eye, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in that order. There's the snap. Pitch back to Pena running on the near side. He's got around the edge. There's some room to run here. He's going to be drug out of bounds, hit out of bounds, not the call. First down for the Bulldogs. That might be the first down of the game for Ira. So, oh, baby, Jaron getting around the edge. Put on some speed, got caught from behind by several of the Westbrook defenders. They are quick, but the Bulldogs, in their power and toughness, able to get a first down. It'll be first and 15. Ball's going to be at the Westbrook 17-yard line. 7:58 left in the half. Gets set in the eye again. There's a snap. Ball falls on the ground. This something is off today. I'm not exactly sure what is. The Bulldogs just can't hold on to the ball. So what was a first and 15 from the 17 is now a second and 15 from the 17. 7:35 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-0. Get set in the eye. There's a snap pitch back to Tanya. Tanya looking to throw the ball. He's got a receiver. That was Corey. He tossed it up for Corey. Going to fall incomplete. It's going to be a personal foul roughing the passer on Westbrook. So, Jaron threw the ball, and then Westbrook came in with a cheap shot. It's called by the referee, so that's going to give the Bulldogs a check of yards and some momentum here. Several good offensive plays strung together. So it'll be first and goal for Ira from the 8-yard line. 7:22 and counting left in the first. Bulldogs trailing 34-0, but showing a little bit of life here. About halfway through the second quarter. It's going to be the I formation again. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Pitch back to Pena. Pena looking to, I don't know, he was hit immediately. Looked like it was a pass play for Jaron. He got it rolled to the far side, but as soon as he got the ball, there was a Westbrook defender right on him. He wasn't able to do anything. In fact, going to knock him back several yards. It's going to be a second and goal from the 14 for the Bulldogs now. Same formation, same personnel. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. This time it's a handoff underneath for Juarez. Juarez still on his feet. He's going to get in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! Woo-hoo. Oh, baby. Juarez able to pounce his way into the end zone for the first touchdown of the game for Ira. Seemed like the whole defense thought Pena was going to get the ball. Just an underhanded dive to Juarez is able to get it, and now it's going to be a two-point kick for the Bulldogs. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker, the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. So, a little bit of life from this Bulldog offense with 6:29 left in the half. Ira trailing 8-34, but able to come through, drive down deep, play some good, solid Bulldog football, and score a touchdown. Let me refresh my page, and we'll see some scores from around the area and check some district games out. Highland and Hermley, it is 22-20. Highland leading the Cardinals. 22-20 with 32 seconds left in the first quarter. Rotan is trailing Roby 34-0. So again, we're going to keep our eye on the Highland-Hermley game. Bulldogs will play Hermley next week in Ira. 6:29 left in the half for this game. Bulldogs getting ready to kick. Trailing 8-34. Castillo's going to be the kicker for Ira. Here's the run and the kick. It's going to be an onside kick, end over end bouncing. Rolls. Westbrook dives on the ball. About a yard short of what Ira needed it to be. It went not quite 15, almost 14 yards. Westbrook dives on it. So they'll get the ball at their 36-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from the Westbrook 36 for the Wildcats. 6:29 left in the half. Ira trailing 34-8. Westbrook gets set under center. There's a snap. Dropping back to pass. Going to toss it short to the cutoff man. Hit immediately by Castillo. They gain about 3 yards on the play. Dancing around the end zone. Great coverage by the Bulldogs. The quarterback had to stand there with not much room to do anything. Or at least no open receivers downfield. So gain of 3. It's going to set up a second and 12 for Westbrook. Ball is on their own 39-yard line. Wildcats going to get set under center. There's a snap pitch running to the far side of the field. Going to be pushed out of bounds. It'll get a first down, but pushed out of bounds at the 22.5-yard line. So first down for the Wildcats after a big gain. So Wildcats get set under center. It's first and 15 from their own point, or from the Bulldog 22-yard line. There's the snap. This time the Wildcats looking to throw the ball, being pursued by some of the Bulldog defenders. Toss the ball up. Going to catch it and fall right at the 5-yard line. So it's enough for a first down. It'll be first and goal for the Wildcats from the 5. The Wildcats have found success right in the middle of the field. .527 and counting left in the half. Ira trailing 8-34, and Westbrook has a first and goal from the Bulldogs 5-yard line. Wildcats gets that under center. There's the snap. Roll out near side looking to throw it. He's going to toss it, and it's going to be completed. Completed, and that's a touchdown for Westbrook. The score is now 40-8. And as the Wildcats get ready to kick another 2-point, or attempt another 2-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So now the score is 42-8, Westbrook leading the Bulldogs with 5:10 left in the first quarter. Let's go refresh our score for Highland Hernley. Bulldogs will play Hermley next week here in Ira, which is always an important game. It's going to be end of the first quarter, start of the second, 9:53 left. Highland is leading Hermley 30-20. And then Roby is leading the Yellowhammers from Rotan 34-0 at the start of the second quarter. Bulldogs get set. Westbrook's going to kick the onside kick from the near side to the far side of the field. There it is, end over end kick. It's going to be caught by Castillo, who has his knee down on the ground right at the Bulldog 35-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Ira from their own 35-yard line. Had a good offensive series the last time they went out. Now looking to build on that momentum. Going to come out in the spread. Two receivers to the far side. One to the near. Two in the backfield. A little bit of motion from the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Pitchback. Tanger's got the ball. Looking to throw it. He's going to run up. Throw the ball. Incomplete. He was hit right as he was throwing the ball. So it'll be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Yep. 5:04 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 8-42. Going to be a second and 15 from the Bulldogs 35-yard line. Break the huddle, come in the same formation. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. A little bit of motion. There's the snap. Pitchback Payne has got the ball. Ball falls behind here, and it's going to be brought down for a snap. Again, just not sure. The Bulldogs not able to hold on to the ball. So that backs the Bulldogs up 10 yards. It's going to be a third and 25. From the Bulldogs 25-yard line, 4:40 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs break the huddle. This time they're going to come out in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap. Pitch Pena running on the near side. Hit by a couple wild pass and brought down. Gained about a yard, maybe two, depending on the spot. It's going to be a 4th and 24 for the Bulldogs from the Ira 26-yard line. 4:03 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs faced with a long 4th down. Come out in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Pitchback Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. He's got a receiver. There's Forey. Forey jumps up. Hit by the defender. But they're not going to call anything. Ball incomplete. A turnover. Turnover on down. So with 3:39 left in the half, Ira trailing Hermley 42-8. Hermley just gets the ball. It'll be a first and, not Hermley, while Westbrook gets the ball, it'll be a first and 15 from the Bulldog 26-yard line as the Wildcats go under center. There's the snap. Pitch to the far side. It's going to be a sweep still on his feet, and he's going to run and do it. That'll be a touchdown Wildcat. That puts the score 48-8 as Westbrook gets ready to attempt the 2-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. So now the score is 50-8. Wildcats lead the Bulldogs with 3:31 left in the first quarter, or in the half. Broadcast are brought to you by lots of different people, which include S. McCallum Farms, S. McCallum Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypress and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, Ira Baptist, and Ira Baptist Church. So, looking across at some of the districts, the score for Highland Hermley is now 38-20. Highland leading Hermley, pulling away early in the second quarter, and then Roby, same score for Roby Rotan, 34-0, with 10 at the start of the second quarter, is at least the last update that I have. There's the kick. It's going to be a deep kick by the Wildcats out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line.
15 for the Bulldogs on
the 20-yard line. Have had a little bit of success on offense today. The Bulldogs come out in the spread, 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 stacked in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Pena. Pena running to the far side, looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. It's complete. Castillo. Castillo still on the feet. He's got enough for a first down and some. He's down to the 30, the 25. Two flats fly in. Probably be a block in the back or a hold. We'll see exactly what they call from where they threw it. So the holding against the Bulldogs, it was a catch and enough for a first down and some, flipped the field. from Pena to Castillo, but there was a holding on the play, which backed the Bulldogs up. It was a spot penalty, so it'll be a... It'll be a first down for the Bulldogs. Maybe, I don't know. It's first and 15 now. They're going to move the chains up. The Bulldogs get the ball up to the 32-yard line. Going to come out in the I formation. There's a snap. Hand up underneath to Juarez. Juarez still on his feet. Powers his way through. Still going to get up. Gains about 7-8 yards on the carry. Good run by Dimitri. Sets up in... They're going to say he went out of bounds right at midfield. So it'll be a second and 7 for the Bulldogs. Coach Griffin calling the white hat over asking a question. So it's going to be a pause here for just a minute. Bulldogs, the last two offensive plays have done pretty well. Scores 50-8 right now with 2:50 left in the half. Coach Goodwin talking to the white hat, still has him there. The Bulldog offense showing a little bit of life here with a pass and a run. I think what we think is they should not have moved the chains. It should have been a first and 3. That run would have been a first down, so it would be a first and 15 from the 40. So now the White Hat's talking to the sign judge and the Westbrook coach. They're going to call it. Both coaches can come out and talk. Looks like there was an error. They shouldn't have moved the chain. That run would have made it a first down. So both Coach Goodwin and the Westbrook coach are going to walk out and talk. So see exactly what they're going to do now. I don't know. Right now it's a second and 7. Now they're going to say they're going to move the chains up. They're going to give the Bulldogs a first down. It'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 40. 2:50 left in the half. There's a snap. It's back. Juarez has the ball running on the near side. Cuts it to the inside. They're going to lose about 2 yards on the carry. So now it'll be a second and 17 for Ira. Ball's going to be at the Bulldog 38-yard line. 2:20 and counting left in the half. Ira trailing 50-8. Bulldog's going to get set in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Now he cuts up on the inside, hit by several Westbrook defenders. Not even able to get up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose another 2 yards on the carry. So that's going to set up a third and 19 for the Bulldogs, and the Wildcats are going to call a timeout with 1:53 left in the half, leading 50-8. Check some scores from the district during the timeout real quick.
Coming to the fourth inning of the World Series, Diamondbacks lead the Rangers 4-3.
There we go. Now it's a flip. Same score, Highland and Hermley, 38-20. Roby and Rotan is 34-0. So if the game continues going like this for the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs can't pull off the comeback win against the Wildcats, then the second district spot will go to the winner. Well, it'll go if the Bulldogs can defeat Hermley next week. It won't matter. It'll be Ira in the playoffs. If we lose to Hermley next week, then there's a
and Highland continues to beat Hermley, then there would be a three-way tie for second, and it'd be off course. So we'll just root for the Bulldogs to pull off the upset here, get the comeback win here, and if that doesn't happen, then to just handle the Cardinals next week. It's going to be a third and 19 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the Ira 36-yard line. Bulldogs come out in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. Hernandez drops back looking to throw the ball. He's got Ori all over him. It's going to be fourth and 19 for the Bulldogs now. 1:46 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing. Even if he had caught the ball, he wouldn't have been to the first down marker. So it's going to be a turnover on downs by the Bulldogs. 1:39 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 50-8. Well, heads up to the line of scrimmage. They have a first and 15 from the Ira 36-yard line. Going to go under center. There's a snap, handoff underneath. Running back still on his feet on the dive. He's going to trip and fall around the 20-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for Westbrook from the 19-yard line of the Bulldogs. 1:20 and counting left in the first quarter. Westbrook gets that under center. There's a snap pitch to the running back running on the near side. Going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Looks like around the 7.5, 8-yard line. So that'll be a second and what looks like maybe four. Second and three for the Wildcats. 1:09 left in the half. And they're going to have a second and three from their Bulldog 6-yard line. There's a snap. Hit to the running back running right up the middle. Hit by 3-4 Bulldogs. They're going to have enough for a first down, but not enough for a touchdown. So it'll be first and goal. 1 minute left in the half and counting. Ira trailing 50-8, but Westbrook has a first and goal from the 2. Westbrook gets that under center. There's the snap. Pitch to the running back who runs his way into the... for a touchdown. So there's the snap, the hold to kick the ball up. And it's good. Looking across the district, Highland is leading 46-20 with 4:25 left in the half against Hermley. And Roby is leading Rochan 40-0 with 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Wildcats 58-8 here with 39 seconds left in the half. So if the Bulldogs want to keep this game alive for the second half, they're going to have to drive down and score a fast touchdown. Bulldogs going to send Pena back deep. There's the kick. 9. It's far. It's going to land in the end zone for a touchback.
And it takes those into the end zone for a touchback.
So 39 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs down 50. 58-8 is the score. But they're going to have a first and 15 from their own 20. 39 seconds left in the half. So if they're going to keep the game going past halftime, they're going to have to find a way to score here in the next 39 seconds. Bulldogs come out in the eye. Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a flag.
The
guy on the play. Start on the Bulldogs, so not a great way to start the drive. Just going to back the Bulldogs up 5. Now it'll be a first and 20 from the Bulldogs 15-yard line. Bulldogs get the under center in the eye. Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side, sets it up the middle, still on his feet, powering his way forward. They haven't blown the play dead. Now they blow it dead. Bulldogs trying to hurry up. Referees taking their time. Going to get it set. Going to get in the eye again. Hernandez Juarez Pena, 20 seconds left in the half. There's the snap pitch. Pena running on the near side. Now he cuts it back to the far side, still on his feet. Going to be drugged down after a gain of about 4 on that one. Giving the ball to the referee, trying to run another play. They got 9, 8, 7, 6 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs better snap it quick. 4, 3, in the I formation, 2, 1 second. There's the snap. Going to get one play. It's a handoff underneath Juarez. Juarez on his feet, running down the far sideline. He's going to run out of bounds. And with that out of bounds run, it'll be halftime, but the Bulldogs are trailing by 50 at half. So that's going to be ball game. The Bulldogs are going to fall to the Westbrook Wildcats, go to 2-1 in the district. Next week, the Bulldogs will face the Hermley Cardinals here in Ira. So if you can, make it out to that game, because the way that game is shaping up, if the Bulldogs win and defeat the Cardinals, they will be in the playoffs. If the Bulldogs lose and Highland continues to beat the Cardinals, then it'll be a three-way tie for a second. So either way, come out, root for the Bulldogs next week in the final district game, final home game of the season. It'll be senior night. You're going to want to be here. But if you can't make it, I'll be with you here. Again, Bulldogs fall to the Wildcats tonight in the district matchup against a stout Wildcat team who's looking to make another deep playoff run. I've got to get to fifth quarter, so I'm going to sign off. We'll see you next week for some Iowa Bulldogs.